Are you started? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Today is June the 27th, I believe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Susan Flocus, and I am interviewing. What's your name?
Helen Johnson.
Helen Johnson at St. Mark's. Okay. Mrs. Johnson, how old are you?
I am 72.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Oh, my mother and dad both came from Europe, from mm-hmm. Poland. They came here when they were quite young. Dad was 10, mother was 13, and they settled here. My dad came with his family, settled in Stamford. And at the age of 3, when I was 3 years old, they moved into Bridgeport mm-hmm. and settled down on Allen Street, because my dad came to work at Bullard's, which was down at the Underwood building then.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 3 brothers and a sister.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived on Allen Street, and then we moved to Beardsley Street, and then from there we came here 63 years ago. This was country then.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother just loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why did your family come to Bridgeport?
Well, for employment, yes.
For employment?
My dad's employment.
Mm-hmm. What kind of business was your father into?
He worked for Bullard's, and they manufactured, he did tool work for making tools mm-hmm. for to assemble with machines.
Okay. So you said the reason for coming here was the employment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What grammar school did you attend?
Black Rock.
Black Rock.
Yes. And when I came here, we had a little old schoolhouse down at the foot of the street. It was a two-story with a bell on top.
Mm-hmm.
Little old schoolhouse. And I went there to second grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I graduated from second grade there, I went to the front part of Black Rock School here.
Mm-hmm.
Just the front of the building was there. Until the year I was graduating from there. Mm-hmm. Then they put the rest of the building together.
What high school did you attend?
I went to Central. At that time it's the City Hall now.
Mm-hmm.
And went there 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I took up secretarial work. I could have been an artist. I wanted to go to art school because my family was poor at that time and I was the oldest, so I had to give that up. I could have gone to Pratt Institute if mother and dad were well enough mm-hmm. off to send me there. And I did illustrate and write stories for the Bridgeport Post, the junior pages.
Mm-hmm.
And there were artists that were in Bridgeport said it was too bad that I couldn't have followed the course. I really love the artwork more than secretarial work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had an art teacher there I liked very much
mm-hmm.
at the high school.
At Central?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of events did you do at school? Did you have dances and plays?
At Black Rock here?
Yes.
We have an annual play.
Mm-hmm.
And, when we were teenagers, we sort of went from one house to another. They had surprise parties, things like that.
Mm.
And I did go dancing. I loved dancing.
Where did you go dancing?
I went out to the Ritz. It was burnt down.
Mm.
I think you remember when it was burnt down.
No, tell me.
It was out on Fairfield Avenue by Ash Creek there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved dancing, so I'd go anytime I could get a chance to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you went dancing there.
And we went to Pleasure Beach, because at that time Pleasure Beach was a really nice place to go to. It was an amusement park with an immense dance hall there.
Mm-hmm.
I went to other places to dance too because the crowd went, you know.
They had the big bands and everything?
Oh yes, the Ritz had all big bands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you remember about World War I or World War II?
Well, the only thing about World War I that I could remember, because my parents didn't talk too much about it, and I only remember we had the measles, and we were all in bed,
mm-hmm.
and my dad came home, and he was laughing and calling out to us down the street that the war was over.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, after that, I remember going out on the front porch, and I saw this thing up in the sky, and I got so frightened. It was just a two-wing airplane, but I had never seen one before,
mm-hmm.
and they had come back from the war.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know too much about the first, except that my mother took me to Europe. We went to Poland.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 2 years old. And if we hadn't gotten the ship home at that time, from Poland, the last ship in. Mm-hmm. We would have had to stay in Poland. I would never have made it back to the United States. So I remember talk over there about the war coming on, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, do you remember anything about the Depression?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, it was hard on all of us. My dad had bought the house.
In Bridgeport?
Yeah, down at the foot of Seaview Terrace. And Mom went to work. There was no work. I went to Booth and Bayless. And they couldn't even supply jobs for people who had been there before, after 3 years in high school. And so I went out and did work. I went out and worked in people's homes. Mm-hmm. Anything to save the house. It was really bad. We did without a lot of things. We did a lot of walking. But the families were a nice family tie. Everybody loved one another because we had nothing else to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying that you, what did you do, like you, for the Depression, you worked in other people's homes?
Yes, I went out and did work. You know, I did housework.
Voluntarily or?
No, but I was paid very little. Mm-hmm. In those times, people didn't have much money to pay other people, mm-hmm. so. I was paid by the month, and I brought my money home to Mama. That was it. Mm-hmm. And then I worked in Bullard's for a little while. I worked for about a year there. And I worked in the timekeeping office. Our family were all Bullard people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you worked in Bullard's, and you worked as that, like a housekeeper?
Well, housework, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and cooking and everything else, you know, waiting on table and all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me about the neighborhood you used to live in or the neighborhood you live in now?
The one I moved into?
Yes.
My dad's house? Well, I lived there for quite a while. It was a nice neighborhood. We were down when we first moved in. Their mother was so happy because there were cows all over, and she just could dream of having that beautiful garden mm-hmm. because of the cows. And when we moved down there, it wasn't the way it is now, no way. We had the Meadow Banks, we had the Swedish Club, and we're Fairweather, a yacht club, and the other one is. We just had a dock down there, and just posts, like, and dirt roads, you know, and it was all together. But then we had, we could go to Seaside Park by going down there and paying Mr. Bloomer 5 cents to take us across in his rowboat, because mm-hmm. on the island there, mm-hmm. they had a couple shacks, and they had this little store where Mr. Bloomer and his daughters ran the store. Mm-hmm. And then they had tents there. And in the summertime, you know, the campers were out there at night, you know. And I lived on this side of, you know, the Black Rock Harbor. Mm-hmm. And that was on Fairweather Island. And we could hear them at night, you know, singing, and the campfires going. It sounded so nice, the ukuleles and all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a real nice part of being able to go to Seaside Park, you know, to Fairweather's, just put the boat and walking over there.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, but we walked everywhere. See, we didn't have a car.
You didn't go by trolley car?
I did go by trolley car to high school,
mm-hmm.
or downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nickel. We also had a nickel jitney bus.
What is a jitney bus?
An old bus.
Oh.
They call them jitneys, them, because we didn't get a jitney bus ride very often or a trolley car.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of walking because we were like a group going to high school, and we would walk the 2 miles, come back the 2 miles.
A lot of walking.
There wasn't very much money around, so we didn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What religion are you?
I'm Catholic.
You're Catholic. What church do you go to?
I belong to St. Anne's.
Hmm, so do I.
Mm-hmm. I've been there since before the church.
Oh, yeah?
Because when we moved to Black Rock, there was no Catholic church, and we had to go to St. Peter's on Colorado Avenue, and then we got the little wooden church,
mm-hmm.
and from the wooden church we got the basement, and we went to the basement for quite a while before our new church was built.
So you just went into, like, it was a wooden church then, nothing like it is now then?
Oh, no, it was portable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little portable church.
You mean it would actually, you can move the church?
Oh, yes, it was brought from here or there, wherever they started a parish.
Oh, wow.
And there was no room for us kids.
Mm-hmm.
Only the grown-up people could sit in the seats. We had to stay in back of the altar.
And you had to kneel down or sit on
the
altar?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had Father Ford, then he started the church.
He started the St. Anne's Parish?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a charter member at St. Anne's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many years have you belonged to that parish, do you remember?
Well, I'm in Black Rock, 63. It must be all of between 55 and 60 years since the church is here. Because I can't remember how many years we went to St. Peter's.
Yeah. I shouldn't ask you that because I already know. What kind of sports were there in Bridgeport?
Not too much. Black Rock is a place that really could use a youth center, a real good senior center place, because we are going to be out of there, you know, at Bartram House. And for the lack of it, it seems like back in old times where there was baseball. We used to go ice skating or sled riding on Thorns Hill or in the back of here. We didn't have much sports.
Where's Thorns Hill?
That's up at St. Mary's, you know, where the houses are built way up on the hill there by St. Mary's. And St. Mary's, Ames Boulevard, wasn't always Ames Boulevard. It was a road that went around, you know, where the road goes now, but it was more like a dirt road or partially built road. And then the boulevard was nothing like that. It was just a wall around the water to hold the water from coming in. And it used to be called Lover's Lane at that time in the old days. Am I repeating anything?
No.
That somebody else has told you?
No.
So I wouldn't want to repeat things. No.
No. Doing a very good job.
So we enjoyed that, and we put the children, I had three children, and put them in the buggy and take walks down there. And I was about 18 when Ames, when the boulevard was started, it was built and opened with a big fireworks display, you know, at Fairfield. Right at the creek there,
right
where the boat basin is now.
Yeah,
see, because we could walk to Fairfield Beach. We didn't have the deep creek. We had beautiful sandbars in those days, and I always took my kids down there swimming. It was a mile and a half from our house and a mile and a half back, 3 miles round trip, but we walked it all.
Wow.
The kids loved it.
Oh, yeah.
We have beautiful sandbars at St. Mary's then.
Nothing like it is now.
No, when we first came there, they were the remnants of St. Mary's Church, the little old wooden building there that they had in the old days. They were just remnants of it.
This was like in the middle of the beach on St. Mary's?
No, where you go way out, almost out to the tip, when you get off the wall and you start to walk on the bank on the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that we didn't have that big, we could walk across at low tide. And this way they excavated everything, you know, and they put the sand, took our sand and put it on Fairfield Beach, and they put all those rocks there. They changed it all together for us. We're the losers. Yeah.
Big change.
Yeah.
Going now to politics, when you first came to Bridgeport, was there any particular mayor that you think did a great deal for Bridgeport?
Yes, Mayor McLevy.
Everybody likes Mayor.
Yeah, he was an old, a real reliable person. He was in there for years. We really liked him.
Was there any reason why you thought he was the best out of all of them?
Well, he was just, he was like Abraham Lincoln. He was an honest person and a reliable person. And he was in there forever anyway. That was a socialist party. And though we were not socialists, we still voted for him because he was good. Yeah.
Everybody says the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe you. But do you think that he did a good job on Bridgeport compared to the other mayors? Or?
Well, I couldn't say. We had a good mayor. Mayor Behrens was a good mayor. And we've had a few others that were good.
But overall, you think McLevy, because he one of the family or
something?
Yeah,
everybody just liked him. Yeah.
Was there any other governor or mayor that was special than, you know, all the others?
You mean like a governor?
Yeah.
I liked Governor Baldwin when he was up in Hartford. They came and went, and I really didn't keep too much track of them, but I did like Baldwin.
Was there any, like, do you think that people would have liked to have him back in office if they could?
Well, he's too old to be in office right now.
Oh, I know, but
yeah.
They had the choice and he was still young. Do you think
I think so, yeah. He was a good governor.
You think he managed the state very well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you said that you liked McLeavy, right, Mayor McLeavy?
Mm.
Okay. What other things like were important in Bridgeport in those days? What other things were like up when they say up on Bridgeport? What do you think that they're meaning by that? The saying up on Bridgeport.
Well, I don't know. Bridgeport wasn't the way it is now. Know-how.
Mm-hmm.
It was. If you had seen old pictures of it, if you went to downtown to the market, they had a public market down there with sawdust on the floors. And it was down where Mohegan, well, you know it as the Duchess,
mm-hmm.
in that area there. And there was a huge market. But it was really a pleasure to go shopping in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it seemed the old places, you know, you could go from counter to counter picking things out. Yeah, you know, it was a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. And then I enjoyed the train ride to Stamford because we had the old-fashioned trains that they had the cow sweepers on the front, you know what they call them?
Yeah, I think I know what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah, and oh, I used to love to ride the train down to my grandma's because we had a beautiful depot then.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stay there now. And then we had... For our enjoyment, we had the Richard Peck that went to New York.
Oh, wow.
And that stopped at Rye Beach, and we used to go on that.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed that. It was a big boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in regularly every day.
Did that ever come in Bridgeport, though?
It came into the Bridgeport Harbor,
mm-hmm.
yes. Uh-huh. Stopped at Rye Beach. We'd go down to Rye on it.
Mm-hmm. Was there any boat rides coming like from around Black Rock area? Like you can take a ride and see all Bridgeport on a boat or something?
From Black Rock? No, just private boats
private
that people
boats?
Owned.
Yeah.
No big boat. Though they say that the galleons used to come in, and I could believe it because they had the places for them, you know,
mm-hmm.
the before they built it all up, they had the places where they could come in.
Right.
But not... I guess they had to dredge the harbor or something to get some of these oil boats that do come in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine a big boat could come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big enough harbor.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things were like, was Bridgeport then? I mean, was industrial-wise?
Yeah, that it was mostly industrial-wise.
What kind of like factories, what was Bridgeport like, if you could describe it like 40, 50 years ago? I mean, altogether, was it a lot like different than...
It was a very clean city,
mm-hmm.
a very nice city to come to.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the circus came on Fairfield Avenue. I don't know if anyone
the
had
barn,
told you.
The
yes, the whole circus came down there where the car places.
Mm-hmm.
Down
on Main Street or something like that?
No, right here on Fairfield, down in Black Rock here.
Oh, wow.
And the whole circus would come in. We could walk down to see it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a thrill.
So you went to the circus then?
Yeah, well, yes.
Tell me a little bit about the circus.
The circus. We had the tents.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real nice. Enjoyed going to it. Now if you want to go to the circus, you have to go to New Haven or
mm-hmm.
Hartford, and you have to be indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But this was in the big old tent.
I mean that there
they
was just like a big tent. That
oh, a real large tent. And then we had the side shows that you could walk around and watch. They
mm-hmm.
were a lot of fun. The people would come out, you know, the little fat lady and the tall skinny man or this and that, and they would come out and entertain, or the little the funny dancers, you know,
mm-hmm.
the show dancers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun.
Tom Thumb and Olivia
yeah,
was in
mm-hmm.
them.
It was the big Barnum Bailey Circus then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you think? P.T. Barnum was the co-chairman of this whole thing?
At that time, I can't remember if he was alive then or what. See, after that, they moved down by Seaside Park for the winter quarters before
mm-hmm.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so that was like a big entertainment for everybody.
Oh, yes. That was really something when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it came right down here.
You know where the P.T. Barnum apartments are.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it was.
So it was like down that section of town, down by Fairfield.
In Black Rock, sort
right.
of, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mean it lined up all the way down like Fairfield Avenue, the quarters?
It went backwards where P.T. Barnum is.
Mm-hmm.
The entrance would be on Fairfield Avenue.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That must have been fun to walk down and see, though.
And then we had down here, we had Champs Farm.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
That they went swimming and boating. That was on Gilman Street.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is.
Yeah, and they had all these big outings and big affairs there. That was torn down to make room for new houses.
But it was like a big farm that, you know, you can bring
your
kids to go see and everything.
It was a nice place.
Mm-hmm. And you got fresh stuff from over there, or did they sell stuff?
No, this was an entertainment place.
Oh, okay.
You know, where people went, and then
just
they
like
had outings and different affairs that he ran there.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real nice place, yeah.
Like what did they run, like picnics? Or
yeah.
For the whole family, you know, you could just come in.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
You could go swimming in front there, you know, right there,
wow.
Too.
Sounds like very nice.
Yeah.
So, overall, you would say that it was a lot different than it is now.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Sure was. See, it's, I wish Bridgeport was as nice now as it was in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And I do wish that the mayor would do something for us in Black Rock. Because make a center or something out here.
Yeah.
I mean, you live out here, so you know that I'm telling the truth.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I feel myself that they should have more, you know, more things for senior citizens. So.
They do it all over the city.
I know.
You know?
But
yeah.
There should be one in Black Rock.
Oh, well, I've been for that for a long time.
Yeah.
But they seem to just ignore us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what other kinds of things that they have around here? Do they have little markets you could go to, or?
Oh, all of Fairfield Avenue was different than it is now, too.
Sure, tell me about it.
We had the open market, too, with the sawdust on the floors.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at that time we had the wagons with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetable trucks. And the Iceman came with the horse.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, and the bread man.
And they came to your house and delivered
all
this
stuff?
Yeah,
they went all around and you could buy that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we only had one shopping center, and that was First National. When they took that and moved it away, that was a loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So First National was like the biggest supermarket
yes,
around
yeah.
there?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no other...
They moved it down to P.T. Barnum, and then they lost it.
Oh,
you know, with vandalism and all, they had to move out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Uh-huh.
Always learned something new.
Mm.
So, like, First National, if you had to go your shopping, that's where you would go? Or
yes.
Was there little neighborhood stores if you had to go and...
Well, we had little ones, yeah. We had them down there at on Grover's Avenue
mm-hmm.
and on Brewster Street. They were little, like Ambrose's store. Then Buddy's little store on the corner where Seaview Terrace and Grover's Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
There you could shop, you know. And then there was a Lundgren's store there down by the baseball field. Now, that wasn't always a baseball field.
Really?
That was a big house standing there, a big old-fashioned house like Bartram's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big lot. Then it was made into that. And once they had made the field...
Mm-hmm.
It was just a small field where they played baseball and all that. But when they enlarged the field, they took this big home down this big, it was called Woodruff's. And they changed it, you know, it was all changed around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there was just a property for just one family down at where Ellsworth Field is, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were like people that lived in it. Well, you know, this is a historical section.
Yes.
And mostly, when we came into Black Rock, they were just starting to build the two-family houses,
mm-hmm.
you know, down along the water.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it was homes, these big old homes, and there was one at the foot of our street, or foot of Brewster Street here, and there was a little girl that lived in on the first floor. It was a big old house,
mm-hmm.
and it had three stories, and she had me petrified because she'd always say, well, I'm going to take...
Go ahead.
Now I'm breaking into another part of the program, am I not? Or is this still interest?
No, this is still interest.
Okay, well, it was a large red building. on the corner of Ellsworth, and it was the Protestant orphan asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And the orphans used to come over to Black Rock School. They were in there. And then they decided to move it to Woodfield or somewhere. So St. Anne's bought the building for the Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was real nice. They had, my three children graduated from there.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Curtis started the school in the beginning. And we had a drum corps there, too. My brother was the big drummer in the drum corps. It was really a nice school because the sisters, at that time, it was fully housed by the sisters. And they lived across the street in back of the gas station on Ellsworth in that big house that had that big porch. And they all lived in that big house.
Oh, wow.
And then they came over and took care of the school. And it was really nice, and they wore these big white cornet hats,
yeah,
you know.
I heard
of it. And the children got a good education there, and they all went there, my three.
And where was this again?
On the corner of Ellsworth Street. You know where that bank is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a big...
Connecticut National?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a huge building. It had 8 classrooms. It was 3 stories.
Mm-hmm. And what grade did it go up to, do you remember?
It went through 8th grade.
Oh, wow.
Then from there, they either went to Fairfield Prep or Bassac High School.
Mm-hmm.
So my three graduated from Bassac High School.
Oh, wow. And what was it like, Bassac High School, like then?
They had a good education.
No, but I mean, now there's 2 buildings. There's 2
No,
buildings.
There was only one building.
There was only one building. And then
yeah.
There was a P.T. Barnum's house was right in front. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was nice. You didn't know about St. Anne's School?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was huge. And I was on the Mother's Club down there. You know, we had a Mother's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, we had an altar society in St. Anne's, and I was president of it 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I worked hard for St. Anne's. I did a lot of work. All the mothers were involved there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a nice school because we had, it was fully manned by the sisters. There were no lay teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We just had the priest, you know, Father Curtis. It's really very strict with the children, though.
Oh, wow.
You know, it was different than going to a public school. Mm-hmm. Public school was a cinch toward that.
Yeah.
But they all graduated knowing, when they went into Bassac, they knew their work.
Yeah.
So.
They all graduated from high school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they built St. Anne's on the top of the... in 1955, I think it was, that they built the rest of the school on top.
Where it is right now.
Yeah, but we had already moved into the new church by that time.
Mm-hmm.
The new church was built, and they built the school on top there. And then somehow or other, when the sisters, more or less they were working like for charity sisters. They're supposed to be sisters of charity.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, when this school was started, it seemed we had less and less of them, and then we had more lay people come in, you know. Of course, then the sisters were being paid too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were being paid for working, and they hadn't been paid at the other place because we always had pantry showers for them or something that we did for the sisters. But it was good.
So yeah. you like kind of volunteered, worked for the sisters too then?
We did. We helped, yeah.
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 Okay. Now I just want to make sure it's working. So what else can you tell me about Black Rock or St. Anne's Parish? Do you remember anything else?
It was a large parish.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real large parish. We had about 1,500 families.
Wow.
Till the other churches started being built around, then they sort of migrated away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What was, I'm trying to think, what was the
major? Community. But as far as along the avenue there, I don't know, there were no industrial plants there.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I remember. I could probably think back and think it over, but you know,
yeah.
Offhand.
You can't think of anything.
No.
Was there anything, like, the apartments down by Ellsworth Field, were they there when you came here?
No. That was all waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
They tore a couple of old houses there to put that up. I mean Fairweather?
Yeah.
No, that was all waterfront.
It was all waterfront?
All along there was all waterfront and banks. Those houses were all put up afterwards. It was really nice. There was just the Swedish Club that had that part. And then it was to the street. The beach was to the street, you know. It wasn't built out this way and that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Williams built way out on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one way down on Beacon Street. They all built way out on the water on frontage. It was nothing like that. We went swimming on the other side of the Swedish Club there. And we had to go down. There was a path that went down, and there were all these rocks, and we used to swim in between the rocks. But it was nice, sandy swimming, you know? But nothing like it is now.
What nationality are you?
I'm Polish.
Mm-hmm. Polish?
My mother and dad were, but they came here very young, so we moved to Black Rock. There were no Polish people here at all, so we just were brought up plain American. That's it.
No, because I've noticed that you've been saying Swedish a lot. And I was
My husband is Swedish.
Oh, your husband was Swedish.
My husband is Swedish. He was born in Sweden.
Mm-hmm. So you went to all these kind of Swedish things that they had around here?
Not too much so. Not too much. No.
You were all just...
I have Hungarian friends all these years, and I go to their affairs. I go to Holy Trinity when they have affairs there, and I go out with them. I go out a great deal, if you want to know. I don't sit at home.
No, that's very good.
No.
So you're very active then?
Yes, I am. And then on weekends, on Saturday morning, that makes noises. My daughter picks me up on Saturday morning and brings me home Monday morning. I go to Milford. I stay with my family there.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm never really alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the house I live in, I have a retired fireman, a retired lieutenant fireman, and he goes and I go, and he lives on the top floor. He made room for me to live there, so I'm on the second floor, and then there's a fireman on the first floor.
Oh, wow.
And I'm the only lady in the house,
gosh.
So I can do what I want, and they do what they want, so it's really, really wonderful.
Yeah, it must be wonderful in case anything happens.
He's so very good, you know, he's a very good landlord.
Mm-hmm.
And right now he's coming back from England.
Mm. Mm. So where do you live about...
On Prescott Street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been living there?
Four.
Four years?
Yeah.
Where have you lived before you came to Prescott Street?
I was on Harbor Avenue.
Harbor Avenue.
It was a disaster. I didn't like living there.
Where is that about?
That's right around the corner from Prescott.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Before that, I lived in my mother's house for about 45 years.
Mm-hmm. You just recently moved like the...
Yeah.
Prescott Street. And you like it there?
Oh, yes. I have a very good landlord. And and the neighborhood is nice, too. Everybody's nice that lives in the neighborhood.
How many children do you have?
Three.
Three children. How many boys and how many girls?
One boy in Texas in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He has a family of four children.
Mm-hmm.
My grandson just graduated from high school, and he's going to go to Texas U.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a family in... Pensacola, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest grandson, he's 28 years old. They have two small children. He's a vice president in a bank.
Oh, wow.
And he worked his way all the way through through Pensacola High School and Pensacola University.
Mm-hmm.
He worked all the time. So he is an independent because he knows what he worked for. So now he's vice president of a bank, doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
So four grandchildren down there. They're all grown up.
Nobody lives down here, though.
But my daughter lives in Milford,
mm-hmm.
and she has two grown daughters.
She's been living in Milford all her life, or?
No, after she married.
Yeah.
She lived in Black Rock, yeah.
Oh, she lived in Black Rock. Do you think that she had a good time living in Black Rock when she was young?
Oh, yes, just like the rest of the kids,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
What did they do what did your daughter do when they were young in Black Rock? What did they do for fun?
I guess what everybody else did
was
they'd go to school and hang around with the bunch, you know. They had friends, girlfriends, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've been living in Black Rock, what would you say, like?
63 years.
63 years.
Uh-huh.
So you've seen a lot of changes in Black Rock.
Yes, right? I have, yeah.
Do you think that they're going for the better or for the worse?
Well, I like the old days. There was more closeness. We had no TV, no radio or anything, but people, I think, were closer.
Mm. What was it like growing up without television or radio?
Oh my gosh, I wouldn't want that back again.
would you? No.
No, the first little radio we got a portable, one of those little ones. It was wonderful. You know?
So you sat in like the radio was like your entertainment.
Yes, because my husband worked at nights down to Bullard's, and I put that on after I had the kids to bed, and I used to embroider and I knitted and everything, and that was my company, really.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to Henry this morning. Henry Olson, we were reminiscing, we have lived since I'm born through some of the worst times, and then we have lived through marvelous times. Like I said to you, if my little grandmother should wake up from beyond and come, she couldn't believe, because I remember when I used to go to Stanford to visit them, and I was brought up, well, I used to go to my grandma's a lot on the train, and stay down there, and used to sit around the round table with the kerosene lamp there. Everybody sat around the table, and I was just saying to Henry, if my little grandmother should ever wake up and see what we have,
would be a big difference.
Because when we came to Black Rock, 63 years old, electricity was just coming into being.
Yeah.
And we had these old funny looking shiny bulbs, they weren't anything like what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have lived through the wars, we've lived through all the wonders. And Mama always said she used to read from the prophecy of Sybil, before the end of the world, how man would walk on water and fly like a bird in the sky. And we really never, we said, well, how could that be? But we've lived to see all that.
True.
So we are really indeed fortunate. And you're so much younger, so you probably couldn't understand what it all means to us, to see all these wonderful things happening.
Well, for me myself, it would probably be I could look back even 10 years from ago, it would still be a big difference, because nothing was the way it was now.
My girlfriend, Helen Lesko, we were chums. That's Lesko's undertaker, Polly. She used to go to...
I know where that
is.
Yeah,
to high school with me. We used to walk to high school. And I remember we were coming from her house to my house in the open field, and we looked up at the sky, and Lindbergh was going over to Europe.
Oh, wow.
We watched him. And then... the Zeppelin, the big Graf Zeppelin, you've seen probably the movies when it burnt up at Lakehurst.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it came twice from Germany with passengers, and it was this huge thing, and it went over the house.
Oh my God.
They are huge, and you could see the gondolas underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this morning, the second crossing over, we saw it go over the house. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know that by the time it got to Lakehurst, it would burst into flame, but it had gone over our house before.
Oh my gosh.
And we could see the people in the gondola, that's underneath.
Yeah, I know.
And this big cigar. You think that the Goodyear little Zeppelin is something. That's nothing compared to what that was.
Wow, it must have been very big and like a big occasion and everything.
Well, everybody was alerted to it, that it was coming over. See, Black Rock is in the path of people going to Europe, even with the flights that they take off.
Yeah.
And they go over to Europe that way.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally that came, and it went over our house.
Oh, wow.
And it made a lot of noise, too, because those engines on it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was all inflated except the gondola, But that was an experience. But then to all those people burned to death down there.
That was like a big tragedy.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about when they had the P.T. Barnum, Festival, and it burned down?
You mean the tent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that like a big tragedy?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think after that, that's when they decided to hold in indoor buildings, if they could,
So it was like when that happened, they realized, what would happen if there was something else. But it was a big tragedy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any other kind of big excitement around Black Rock? Were there Black Rock Day parades and everything?
What I started to tell you about the house at the foot of the street. You know, it was an old, old house. And this girl that lived on the first floor, she'd always say, well, someday I'm going to take you on the third floor because there's a casket there.
Okay.
And she'd scare me out of my wits, you know. So we had a boy. His name was George Hubbard. Mm-hmm. And he went to Black Rock School. He was in the same grade that I was in. But we didn't know this till he had set 7 or 8 fires
yeah.
in Black Rock. But he was burning down old things mm-hmm. till he got caught trying to set fire to a barn mm-hmm. down on Seabright Avenue. Then they caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother sent me this morning up to the avenue. We always call Fairfield Avenue the avenue
mm-hmm.
to get something. And I came along Grover's Avenue and I saw that old house with the big long icicles hanging, and I said, well, there's no more ghosts living in that house.
Oh.
So then the new houses were built. That was torn down and the new houses were built on that lot. Yeah.
So there were like funny stories going on.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. Well, those things we talked about because we didn't have radio or television
yeah.
to listen to. And
it was just like make-believe, but it was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted to find out if it was real or not.
Yeah.
No?
No, not really, though I liked ghost stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had the little old wooden library. We didn't always have this library here.
What kind of library was it?
It was a wooden library. I think I read practically every book in the library.
Where was it?
It was on Fairfield Avenue, where it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And all our homework was done at the library
no.
with the reference books, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're there every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, well, after I got married, I didn't have a library card because I didn't need it. I had enough to do at home.
Yeah, with the kids and everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like a small building, just like maybe.
Yeah. It was a two-way with an entrance in the front. Well, one side was for adults and the other side was for children.
Yeah, they have it now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But a lot smaller.
Yeah.
What other kinds of things were there around Bridgeport that you can remember that were like the up spots of Bridgeport?
Well, in the old days, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to go to see a parade, all the movies, we have nice moving picture houses.
This was like the silent type movie where they didn't say
anything? They had that in Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the Gas House.
Oh, wow.
It was an old barn that was made into a movie, and I remember going the first time when they were strumming away on the piano, you know, and we had the gray screen. And then it was always continued till the next week.
Oh,
and
wow.
They'd be banging away on there. We got in for a whole nickel.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the night I went to see Mary Pickford. That was a silent movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it so much, I stayed for the second show, and my mother gave me holy hell when I got home. So we could walk the streets. There's one thing about Black Rock in the old days. If you were at the Ritz dancing till 1 o'clock, you could always walk home. You never had to be afraid.
Oh, wow.
You never had to lock your door at night.
Mm.
It was terrific. And I used to go out and babysit at night, you know, for different people. And
yeah.
I'd walk home when the milkman was around and nobody ever bothered you.
Yeah.
So there was a difference that way, too.
Not as much crime.
Now you don't dare. I cross my fingers every time I walk over here. I walk the 6 blocks here to come to work here.
Oh, wow.
And I keep my fingers crossed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have to watch where you're going and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah. But that was one nice thing about the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, was there theater-wise, was there a lot? Did you ever go to the theater or something like that?
Well, we had, like I say, we had the old movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Beverly was built.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we used to go downtown to the shows a lot.
Yeah.
We had the Cameo on State Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was the closest to us. Then we had the Palace and Poli's. Then we had the Globe on the other side. Then we had a choice.
Yeah.
Now we have nothing down there.
And how much did you pay for going to the movies then?
It wasn't very much.
Like 2 or 3 cents or something like that?
Nickel in Black Rock, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And then we used to go later on by the time I got married, we went to the movie house there. You went each week and you got a dish. You paid 15 cents and you got a dish each week to save.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Mm.
And my mother tells me stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just go to the bank, you make a deposit of $10, and they give you...
Oh, yes, you got... Or you bought some gasoline, and you got
a glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's Overall, you think it's a big change?
Oh, yes. There's no comparison. No, really.
Okay, now one question I ask everybody. If you could go back maybe 40 years ago or so, would you like to go back, when you were younger, would you like to go back then? Do you think you would have a better time then than you do now? Or you think you're set off now?
Oh, I think I would like to go back.
Mm-hmm.